Students all over Philadelphia are being pushed out of schools and right into the school-to-prison pipeline. This is happening because of the lack of resources and the use of harsh discipline practices. But there are some students that are organizing against this and working with the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools. Many of these students got together at an event called Youth Speak Out Against Push Out. The Speak Out was organized by the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools and Education, Not Incarceration. It was a part of Dignity in Schools' National Week of Action Against Push Out. Philadelphia students used this time to talk about ways lack of resources have affected them.
Right now, actually, I'm supposed to be doing a senior project, and I don't have any computers in my school to research any of my stuff. I don't have a printer so I can type up my proposal to send it to my teacher.
We only have 27 classrooms in our school, and so about 15 of our staff got cut because of last year. And so now this year is like we're trying to find teachers. We lost our Spanish teacher, our art teacher, our English teachers, and our math teachers.
The lack of resources, when kids come to school, they're expected to learn. They're expected to have the supplies they need, books, textbooks, everything. And when those things are not provided, kids start to fall back. They start to feel as though there's no need for it if they don't have the certain supplies that they need. Kids will start dropping out because there's teachers there that are not willing to help them. Kids gonna feel as though they're not getting the help they need and will feel as though that they're gonna drop out.
Lack of resources play a major part in students getting pushed out of schools and right into the school-to-prison pipeline. The use of harsh discipline policies also set students up to fail.
I've been put in situations where I believe I was gonna wind up in jail. Definitely. Like, schools don't really give you any other choices besides either learn or get out. It's one or the other. It's not, if you can't learn in a certain pace or you think something's going to go wrong, we can help you switch out of the class or we can help you get out of this. They don't try to help too much, so.
It's really hard to stay on track when you don't have the resources necessary to complete whatever task your teacher will give you. And then with the zero tolerance, like if you're acting out or you're trying to state that there's an issue with the resources and they don't want to hear that, and there's these zero tolerance policies where it's like, hey, students can't do this and students can't do that. It just, what option is there for you? You go to school, you don't have the resources, so you leave, or you act out and you get pushed out of school. And yeah, it's a catch-22. I mean, you sit and take it and you don't get an education, or you react to it and you still can't get a good education based off of the way things are.
Students in the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools understand the root causes of why students are pushed out. One student from Aspira talks about what she's taking away from her own experience in the Campaign for Nonviolent Schools.
They actually are teaching me restorative justice, and I'm trying to move that into my school. Like, give a student a second chance before you send them to a disciplinary school. Talk to their parents, find new ways to do things.
Restorative practices is included in the platform. The Campaign for Nonviolent Schools platform also includes more student support and services, more classroom engagement, and more student voice. To learn more about these issues or the campaign, go to their website at www.campaignfornonviolentschools.org. This piece was co-produced by Andrea Job. I'm Shayla Johnson with the Philadelphia Student Union, and thanks for tuning in to On Blast.